This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just start the broadcast like this. Democratic Party platform officially calls for prosecuting man-made global warming skeptics. So we point out that all these UN heads and people are making massive amounts of money off carbon taxes, and it's all a giant scam. You point out the sun is the main driver of climate. They want you arrested. We know the Democrats have been pushing that here. They've been pushing it in Europe. But it doesn't matter that we found their emails that got hacked 6 years ago showing major universities coordinating with the UN to, quote, hide the decline. None of that really matters, because they just want to arrest those of us that call them out for being the criminals they are. And the communist Chinese have come out and announced incredible internet censorship, including of Western companies that don't submit to their guidelines. And Reuters and others come out and kind of write about it like it's an okay thing, because they don't want to be censored in China. In the past, as bad as our media has been, they wouldn't join with the communist Chinese government that has mobile execution vans in every city killing political dissidents and executing you if they find out you're a closet Buddhist. Who have the Buddhists attacked ever? So this is what we're dealing with here, is just incredible totalitarianism galloping. And by the way, we didn't predict accurately what the EU was going to do if there was a pro-British exit from the euro. We knew what they would do. They would try to trigger clauses that they have claiming that if you don't have 75% for an exit, you're not allowed to leave. The UK never got to vote to enter. Out of 25 that have entered the EU, only two of them ever had a vote. Other countries have voted to get out, and when they vote to get out, they're not allowed to get out. Now, that's called being a prisoner. England has its own military. And this was incredible about a Zero Hedge story up on Infowars.com. We're going to be covering it in detail. They themselves say their answer is a new super state. That's what George Soros called for yesterday. And they're telling members that haven't left yet, we're abolishing your militaries. And next is your police, the final phase of occupation. EU response to British exit, the Brexit, totalitarian superstate. Kurt Nemo's written a story about it at Infowars.com. Measure will strip sovereignty of member states. And the New American's reporting on it. Zero Hedge is reporting on it. It is simply mind-blowing. And this is what's being said. I mean, we knew they'd do it. We knew they'd come out and say, oh, sorry, it wasn't 75%, or another member state of your United Kingdom, Scotland didn't vote to do it, so they can block you, or we're going to hold your bank account money, or we're going to blockade your trade. Well, Europe is teetering just as bad as the UK is under globalist control, so England should play gutsball with these EU bureaucrats and say, listen, you unelected slimes, the only difference between you and Hitler is you're not driving Panzer tanks and don't have Stukas dive bombing Krakow and London and Leningrad. Civil uprising escalates as eight EU nations threaten referendum, as the eighth nation joins it. And their response is, hey, we're coming with our military. The EU overthrew 2.5 years ago Ukraine, an elected government, installed right-wing fascists that actually heil Hitler. And then they invaded the East so hardcore that's always been Russian-held that the Russians begged and seceded. And they call that Russian aggression. Listen, I'm an American. I don't have a dog in this fight other than the fact that I don't want to be part of a country that's assigned to NATO and the UN and the EU that are running around starting World War III. And the Russians have come out. Putin came out in a statement and said this is similar to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it is. An unelected, criminal, totalitarian, socialist, communist, militaristic, power-grabbing, out-of-control organization. That fits the EU to a T. It fits the old Soviet Union to a T. The EU needs to be destroyed.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Groot, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The story's linked up at DrudgeReport.com. It's linked up on InfoWars.com as well. The Daily Caller. Democratic Party platform calls for prosecuting global warming skeptics. And they have the subsection there and even a video of them talking about how wonderful it's going to be. That is the criminal persecution of the American people in line with what the UN's been saying they want. If you come out and expose this criminal world government takeover that is to be funded with at least $100 trillion every decade off of carbon taxes, with Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, most of the British leadership, Obama, the Rothschilds, the other classic elitist names, the Soroses, all standing to make billions apiece per year off of all of your carbon activity. Now, because they haven't been able to implement this all over the United States, I see it in Austin, I see it in San Francisco, particularly so-called liberal areas. That means brainwashed cult member, anti-liberal areas, zombie areas, fascist areas, slave areas, where people love being slaves. They have carbon indulgences on their car, like you're paying into the Vatican to stay out of hell or something, you know, Cicero 800 years ago. And it says, I pay a carbon tax to this private company. And then they offset what I'm doing, planting trees or whatever. And of course, it turns out almost all of that's a giant scam as well. But this is just where you pay for carbon taxes directly to the London and Chicago and Frankfurt mercantiles and the Paris mercantiles for a giant commodities screw job. A global commodities tax run and operated by private interest, tax exempt with diplomatic immunity. Of course they want to arrest you if you call these criminals. Simply mind-blowing. I mean, we told you it was coming. They have personally said that I should be arrested in major British newspapers. They say it on a weekly basis about Lord Monckton. They talk about Mark Moreno. They actually had wanted signs in Paris when he premiered his film a few months ago there in Paris. And you're like, oh, they're just joking around. No, they're not. You saw what happened in Sacramento. Two idiot groups going to fight with each other. But here's the difference. At least the neo-Nazis were anti-globalists and understand this country's being captured. The useful idiot, racist, BAM group, by any means necessary, it's really an anti-white group from my research, they ran around and began beating people with sticks and hitting them over the head. White nationalists stabbed them back. And so I'll tell you who's in the wrong here. It's the communists. And by the way, they are so Ford Foundation funded, it is just ridiculous. The image of the police, though, in their black uniforms, taking photos of who's stabbing who and who's hitting who. We're showing that right now on TV for TV viewers. Please never forget, if you're a new listener, we're not just radio. We'd like to add an added dimension of documentation. Infowars.com/show and the TV stations around the country, cable stations starting to pick up the show. I haven't really gone to that phase of launch yet because I've been so busy getting new reporters and adding crew. But we've got cable station in Houston and some UHF and VHF and cable stations around the country. It's more than 20 right now I know of, but we're about to do a big push and get hundreds. A lot of it's also funding, but I'm going to digress from there. Everybody knows InfoWars is exponentially growing and reaching more people, especially when it comes to the Internet itself. That's why the federal government, bought out by foreign interest, isn't just pushing with the Democrats to arrest people that talk about man-made global warming being a tax scam fraud. They are also coming out and pushing taxing by the mile with the magic boxes in the last 14, 15 years or so that magically fell into all the cars manufactured from North America to Europe to Japan to South Korea to China. Global standardization by accident of little boxes that you pay for as part of the cost of the car to tax you by the mile, but they're also going to keep the gas tax on top of it. I've been telling you that for 20 years. It's now started in Europe. It's now started in many states like Oregon. Now the Washington Post announces the whole East Coast is about to go together in a giant screw job of epic proportions. And the attack on free speech just accelerates. But we're going to be looking at all of that. Speaking of the devil, ABC News reports, here's the headline, UN says more Central Americans headed to U.S. And right down in McAllen, Texas, where two of our reporters are today and are going to be coming on the broadcast, incidentally, where two of our reporters are right now, they just announced, oh, yeah, there's hundreds of thousands from Latin America. They just show up. They're illegal, the newscast admits, but then they're just set up at the bus station by the Border Patrol, and then they get given vouchers, and they get sent to different areas of the country, just released out into the open, but sent to Democratic Party facilities to be set up, put on welfare, given driver's license. Remember a flashback about this 2 years ago, back in June of 2014? Jakari Jackson and others showed you them admitting all this. Of course, I can't go to Honduras. I can't go to Chile. I can't go to Central or South America and get anything free. But it's like, oh, it's families with children and their husbands, of course, and others. Yeah, 70% are children. And it doesn't matter if Kevin Pagan, emergency management, you know, person thinks it's okay. It's not. And no one covered this but Drudge 2 years ago. And now it's, oh, the local news. Oh, we're just being loving. We're helping. And then don't forget this headline from a few months ago. It just ties in. Obama administration and UN announce global police force to fight extremism in U.S. The Strong Cities Initiative, and they're suing Arpaio and others, that if a drunk driver happens to be illegal, he takes them to jail, and that's mean. So isn't that just precious? Isn't that just the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life? This is it. People say, oh, the UN doesn't run things. You know, the U.S. and Europe do. Yes, the UN is the multinational group with the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, where multinational corporations set up boards, and then they get governments to consolidate power into unions, and then those unions wave their power to dictatorial, unelected, secret corporate boards. And the EU Parliament is admittedly ceremonial, has no power. It's advisory. And then now the EU announced Sunday. Soros came out and said, quote, we need to have an emergency reconstitution. First, the EU needs to go down, but then it needs to be reconstituted into a super state. And guess what? The proposal is now out. The Polish newspapers have gotten the proposal from The Hague in the Netherlands. And guess what it says? Members that are still in are having their governments dissolved and their militaries dissolved and are going under EU command. The militaries will still stand, but will now have EU commanders. That's just like when the Germans came into France and left the French army in place, but put their commanders in place. Because the public went along with it. They were called the Vichy French. And I hammer that because Germany didn't really beat France in 2 weeks. They didn't just really run over the Maginot Line and the Blitzkrieg. They had a deal with almost the entire general staff of the French to take over and turn power over to them and set it up in the south of France, and they did. But that's barely in the history books. It's an absolute incontrovertible fact. But that's what globalism is. Most of war is using your intelligence agencies to buy off foreign governments before you invade. That's what they did to Iraq in 1991 and 90 and 2003. And then they have Panetta, the former head of the CIA, come out when Trump talks about it and go, we didn't pay anybody off in Iraq. That's ridiculous. They paid Iraq off upwards of $60 billion, admittedly, before, during, and after that so-called invasion in the first year. That's admitted. But that's how dumb they think you are. And that's what they've done here. They've come in and bought off the government, and we're openly going under world government, and they have an Atlantic Treaty merging the NAU that was signed in secret in 2005 in Baylor University in Waco, Texas, by Vicente Fox, Paul Martin, and George W. Bush. And it was even the local paper. They signed a treaty. It's secret. Then we, 2 years later, they are having the BAMF meeting to ratify it in secret. Judicial Watch sues, gets 2,000 plus pages. I actually read or scanned all 2,000 pages and made the film Endgame. And I show the pages with an admitting stealth integration to world government with the goals of the total corporate rule, with the corporations voting, and then having the heads of state agree executively to follow it. And I made the film Endgame. Talk about sensational. That's how this works. That's how the TPP works. That's how all this works, and it's being done out in the open now. And their answer is now to hold Europe hostage and plunge their stock market. They're already plunging the stock market. You know, Soros is running around saying British exit makes EU disintegration irreversible, but again, on the ashes of it, he wants to build a super state. So some will say, well, then, you know, this is actually a trap. It's a setup. No, they're opportunists. When they start losing one angle, they jump to the other side. They're divide and conquer. It's full spectrum dominance. They fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They fund the Arab Spring. Then they fight the Arab Spring. Order out of chaos. But why we're winning is we're educating the public that there's really a corporate world shadow government who, by the way, wants you to be impoverished and controlled towards a eugenics phased out soft kill. That's not rhetoric. That's the truth. You're seeing it all manifest. Everything I've told you, word for word happening, because it's a game plan, not my opinion. I wish I could say I just envisioned all this and I was psychic. That's not the case. Everybody's got a sixth sense, but it goes beyond that. You got to know what you're looking at historically. And it's all here. You just got to admit it's happening, then we can beat it. But the good news is we're admitting world government, we're admitting it's totalitarian, we're admitting it's far removed, illegitimate, and lying. Once you get to that point, only dictatorship can keep them in place, and those always fall. And the EU is now announcing a military dictator. They're actually saying, prepare for us to take over your governments. I mean, this is sensational.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It really is dizzying. Dizzying is the word. When I sit here every day at night, getting ready, doing research, during the morning, getting ready, doing research, coming in, looking at hundreds of news articles that they've printed off, many of which I haven't seen, trying to just gauge it all, and
And then going out and seeing the billboards and hearing the radio and seeing the entertainment TV shows and hearing people talk and seeing propaganda at every level and to see people captured in a scientific, technotronic technocracy. That's the elite's name for worldwide scientific dictatorship. Just Google Davos calls for scientific dictatorship. You'll get articles with them saying that 6 years ago. Club of Rome wrote about it in 1963. I used to go to the microfilm at the UT library and pull this stuff out just to come read it on air, and people didn't believe me in 1996, 97, 98. So I said, I'm going to try to have a webcam that's good enough to show people these newspaper printouts and these documents. Because back when they thought they had the public in the 60s, man, they were like, we're going to have UN troops on the streets. We're going to take all the guns. We're going to end the family. This was in the Washington Post. We're going to have 10 FEMA regions. I wish I could find that. It's somewhere in my archives, which is a bunch of storage facilities. We try to consolidate from like 7 of them down to 3. And I have the actual New York Times. Actual New York Times. I had the microfilm of it, and then her name was Bernadine Smith. She ran the Second Amendment Foundation out in California. That lady mailed me the actual New York Times from 1937 with the 10 regions of FEMA. Folks, they didn't set that up till 1979. I mean, these people aren't playing around. And I'm sitting here. Here's the allegory. Here's the parable. Here's the parallel. Here's the comparison. It'd be like if I was a police detective and they get a call about a home disturbance. The police go out there and a guy has killed his wife with a meat cleaver. They're going to go ahead and take him into jail. He's going to get charged with probably capital murder if it's premeditated. They go ahead and search the house. They go down in the basement and they see photos of all these women tied up. They're going to start pulling the floor out and they find 25 bodies. I mean, there's not a debate. They found 25 bodies. And the neighbors, though, in most cases have Stockholm Syndrome or just are in total denial. They'll never believe Harvey or Bob was such a nice man. And I'm sitting here with all the admitted evidence. I mean, it's out in the open. The EU is unelected. I'm going to say it again. The EU is unelected. The United Kingdom didn't vote to enter it. I'm going to cover this in the next segment. I have the article right here. It's now threatening to dissolve, and Kurt's article's good, but it just should be bombshell. EU moves to dissolve member state militaries. Goes into full coup mode. Dissolving, I mean, it's like in Star Wars Episode 4 when Governor Tarkin, can we cue that up off one of the movie clip sites? Governor Tarkin walks into the Death Star and Darth Vader comes walking in. And they're arguing about how to control the local, you know, star systems with the governors and with the local councils. And Governor Tarkin says, we're dissolving the regional councils. He says, that's impossible. How will the emperor maintain control with the regional governors in fear of this battle station, the equivalent of a nuclear weapon? We actually have them putting out an official memorandum saying you're not allowed to leave and we're going to dissolve your militaries. That's their response to 8 member nations saying they're moving for referendum. Within 2 days of that, they come out and say, we are preparing to take over your military. Stand by. And then the mainstream media will go, it's totally normal. The EU showed up in the next few months. Oh, their commander. Oh, and guess who the EU commanders already are? NATO. Where Hitler couldn't succeed, NATO is about to succeed in a total European dictatorship. And just like part three, just like Russia was in a fight in World War I with the Germans and World War II and the German globalists run the EU, now here it is again. They're busy starting a war with the Russians yet again. With a bunch of warmongering, weirdo, feminist women running a whole show at our Pentagon and State Department who've never been in combat, never been in the military, never killed anybody. And I'm not saying that because they can't commit atrocities and aren't tough. Oh, no, no. It's so dangerous to have people in the positions of starting wars who've never been in a war. Boy, that spells disaster. You got a bunch of weird, cocky women with big, giant, 10-carat diamond rings at the State Department talking about murdering Russians in body bags and swaggering around. That's crazy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Lord Monckton is not just the champion globally exposing man-made global warming and the carbon tax as a world government totalitarian fraud and taxation scam. He is undoubtedly the chief long-term resistor of the EU dictatorship. You can say that Nigel Farage is now the leader of the anti-EU tyranny movement. And what's so exciting about this is they only began to be Euroskeptics, Monckton 30-something years ago, but Farage 25 years ago, they've only been really politically active, 20, and they've already are the fastest growing party, not just in the UK, but Europe, and just had one of the biggest political victories for sovereignty. And what this is going to lead to is the equivalent of the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776. The will to do this, having the leadership, being in the right, will win the war. We're in the right. We can't lose. And this is as big as 1776 in the whole chain of Magna Carta, 1776, this event. And I'm not just saying that. Even the globalists are saying this is one of the biggest events in history. We're going to explain why, but we knew this was coming. As soon as I saw this morning, I went, oh, my God, Lord Monckton has hammered this over and over again, a plan to get rid of nation-state armies. Kurt Nimmer wrote a story where the Polish papers have gotten the EU plan in their, quote, emergency reorganization for a, quote, super state to now tell countries before they can leave, we're just going to take your military over. Why not? They already make all the laws and aren't elected. And then one of our writers put this report out June 23rd. Kit Daniels ran in and brought to my attention. He said, Alex, we wrote about this last week. Proposed EU army hidden from British voters until after Brexit. EU army proposal to remain hidden from British voters until day after Brexit vote. This was the day before the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so unprecedented. When I'm reading the actual EU proposal, I can't believe it. It's like seeing Hitler invade France or Czechoslovakia or Poland. I mean, if you were alive at that time, it's you're seeing it unfold. And I just don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, I know they're criminals. I know they're tyrannical. But my God, oh, you, 8 countries want to leave? We're taking over your militaries. What? I mean, we're going to arrest Germans that criticize open borders. We're going to arrest Swedes. We're going to Lord Monckton in just a moment. I'm not going to belabor this, but we're listener-supported. We're not sponsor-supported. 80% is listener. We don't just have the very best products at some of the lowest prices out there. We are the tip of the spear. Worldwide, InfoWars is reaching the most people when it comes to fighting the New World Order. Drudge overall reaches a lot more people in general, and he's fighting them as well, doing a great job. I'm not here bragging, hey, we're one of the biggest ships in this fight. I don't like being the main target. I can tell you right now, I want to see other people come on the stage. But look, the Democratic platform now officially calls to pass laws to arrest climate change deniers. That is Daily Caller in it today. That's now in the platform. They're wanting to arrest this man every day in the newspapers. Lord Monckton, they're coming for us. And people say, well, we better give up. No, when they hang up signs in Paris saying arrest Mark Moreno for his film, that's a badge of honor. When communists show up and stab people, that's a badge of honor like they did. Let me tell you, they're making their move. We're going to go to Lord Monckton in a moment. All I'm saying is we have the Hillary for Prison shirts. They sold out faster than I thought. Version 2, the collector's edition. We've got smalls and XXLs, and they're gone. There's a few hundred left. They're going to be gone. An 18-wheeler shows up, made right here in America, Wednesday. And, of course, we sold out because they're 75% off when you buy a second shirt, 50% off when you buy one. They're at cost at $5. That's 75% off what they normally are. So if you want to get those, unfortunately, the 3 best-selling sizes are sold out. We'll get more of the new design in. It's very similar in a few days. Now, that doesn't really fund the operation. What funds the operation is the water filtration systems everybody needs at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off promo code WATER. Nobody should be drinking the tap water. It's contaminated everywhere. It's one of the biggest causes of cancer. Look it up for yourself. We have the very best spectrum of about 8 different brands that I use personally. Shower filters, the ProMax, the Alexa Pures, all of them. 10% off promo code WATER on all those systems. And we have the Rolls Royce of deep cleansing back in stock, one of our best-selling products, but it's very hard to source these and have them at California standards, which are basically almost impossible to pass, but we've done it again. And we have 20% off Deep Cleanse. That's only running for 2 more days. It's got concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, and many other cleansing ingredients, shilajit, you name it, that are known to pull toxins out of the body. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But this is such an incredible juncture. You see our reporters about to be, well, they're actually in the valley now, where they admit the UN is running a program bringing refugees in from Latin America with no background check, with TB, and they admit on the news. They're illegal. They're loaded on buses and shipped to Democratic Party facilities around the country to be given ID cards. That's on ABC News like it's a good thing. I mean, what you see in Europe is happening here by stealth. So our reporters are down there. Our reporters are at Bilderberg. Our reporters are out in California when folks are being attacked. I mean, they're everywhere. We're building a true news organization, and it's your support and spreading the word that's doing it. So censorship's coming in. They're trying to hand the Internet over to the UN right now. Even though the United States and England, as usual, built it, they are handing it over to the UN and the EU right now. I mean, that's in the Associated Press. Internet being handed over to globalists. I mean, see, the move is happening now. Now, I'm going to give Lord Monson the floor until we end this hour. I appreciate him coming on very, very short notice. His website is scienceandpublicpolicy.org, and he's published many of the top peer-reviewed papers in the world. Some of the top red, in fact, the top red paper on climate change in the world is his paper. That's subscribed to by tens of thousands, and they want to arrest him for that. That is in the news today. So a true hero. He doesn't want to hear that, but we need to recognize that, you know, the George Washingtons of our time, and there are people like Nigel Farage, there are people like, and you can talk about other folks in England that fought tyranny. And expanding on that, you see Trump coming out. You know, Trump, Farage, 2016, a lot of folks are saying, globally, just as leadership. And our countries and our nations and our shared histories coming back together, something the globalists hate, our national flags coming back out, political correctness under attack. This is just a great time. But they're counter-striking with the most totalitarian garbage I've ever seen. And it is now here, the EU, if you just joined us, openly announcing that they're going to go into member states and take over their militaries and not let them leave. They're using the word super state. Lord Monckton, you predicted it. It's now documented. I am faint of breath. I mean, I quite frankly... I don't get butterflies when I'm speaking to a crowd of 10,000 people. I have butterflies right now because I just feel the history is happening.
History was indeed made by the British people on the 23rd of June, which is already being called Independence Day here in the UK. And you might like to know, Alex, that the film Independence Day Resurgence was very carefully timed so that it premiered in the UK on the 23rd of June, and I've already seen it. So there is a great movement afoot now of ordinary people. The moment they get the chance to have their say, and governments in Britain have been trying for decades to deny them the chance to have their say, and in the end it was Nigel Farage, to whom you've quite correctly paid tribute, it was he who for decades has been at the front line battling this, he who transformed UKIP into a useful fighting machine, he who terrified David Cameron so much before the last election that Cameron promised us a referendum in the hope of getting just enough votes to win, which he got, but then he had to hold the referendum he promised, and he couldn't win that because the British people have spoken, and they've spoken decisively enough, 52% to 48%, and as our former Prime Minister William Pitt said, and he said this just after we'd won the Napoleonic War, a previous victory against an overmighty totalitarian.
I almost mentioned Pitt when I was talking about British-style George Washingtons. Go ahead.
Well, let's give the quote that he gave in his speech to the Mansion House dinner just before his death. It was the last speech he made. It was his shortest and his most eloquent. All he said was, "England has saved herself by her exertions and will, as I trust, save Europe by her example." And I think we are now seen very widely throughout Europe as being the voice of reason and sense and liberty against this increasingly cloying and increasingly aggressive totalitarian EU. And, of course, the left, which are totalitarian by instinct and by their belief, they welcome the idea that the likes of you and me, Alex, should be locked up for pointing out that the world is not getting warmer at anything like the rate that the left had predicted, that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, effectively a communist organization, they predicted a rate of warming that simply hasn't come to pass. It's not happening. So now, here we have a proposal, again, from the left in the EU, this time to bring forward the proposal for a so-called EU army, by which they make all the armies of the member states into one army, commanded, of course, by the unelected commissars, not answerable to any elected parliament.
So people start saying you're taking over, you're arresting people, you're not letting them have speech, you're tax exempt. Their answer is, we're going to take your army over. I mean, that's true occupation, is it not?
Well, it is indeed. And what we have got here is now a gallop towards formal dictatorship. And the question is whether there are still enough independent-minded media around to speak out. You won't hear a word of criticism of this on the BBC, for instance. And this is a big problem. The media have been captured by these people.
It's let me ask you this, because you've worked in media. You've been a top newspaper editor, top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. Just briefly, and then get back to this is really a dictatorship openly announcing itself. Not since Hitler invaded, in my view, have we seen a threat this serious, not even the Soviet Union, because people knew that's an outside group. It didn't have much of a chance. But specifically, the arrogance, the boldness of the left, the radical Islamicists, these imams that call for violence, supporting the EU. I mean, it's really just a crew of motley trash.
Well, what has happened is that the governing class worldwide, the classe politique, as the French call it, they have been making common totalitarian cause. You've got the two kinds of totalitarianism, the corporatists who like to be involved with big business and get big business to go along with them. Those are the fascists. Then you've got the communists, the open collectivists, and that they're now finding common cause for the first time. They battled each other in the 20th century, but now they are standing together against liberty, and that's the significance of this European army move. It's that they're so desperate. They know that the peoples of Europe do not love them. They know that they have failed to deliver what we would regard as useful European government. So they are now panicking and saying, how can we cling by the fingernails to this empire of bureaucracy that we have created, even though it's hated by the peoples of Europe? And the answer, of course, is to get the governing elites of Europe to join together, just as they did in trying to bully us into voting for staying in the European Union, and that failed. So now they're going to do it by force, just as in the United States, as you rightly point out, there's a growing movement, and it's now almost official part of the Democratic platform, that anybody who actually comes out and says, hang on a moment, there are serious scientific problems with this climate change nonsense, can be arrested and detained and put on trial for that. But here's the difficulty. For as long as they're still talking about putting people on trial, there is at least the chance that you might get a fair trial, because the great thing about a trial is that both sides are heard. The danger with the European army proposal is that there is no court to whom anyone in Europe can appeal if their governing class decides to go down this route. Because then that common European army will be established, and let us be quite clear, its aim is not to do what NATO does, to protect the member states of NATO so that if any one of those states is invading...
Its aim is to keep countries within the system, they admit.
...and come to its aid. This is an internal army designed to suppress the will of the people and keep them cowering in fear and to kick down the door, just like the KGB, if the people disagree with them. That is what the European army is about. That's why they want a European army as well as NATO, because NATO already deals with the external defense of Europe. It's NATO that's kept the peace and kept the Russians and everybody else at bay. So why do they need a European army as well as NATO? Answer, because NATO is explicitly forbidden to police the internal affairs of member states.
And member states contribute to NATO. It's not commanded by NATO itself. So it goes back to the more republic strategy, but in a military coalition, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, Lord Monckton, we're going to skip this network break so we have more time. I wanted to get Kit Daniels briefly, one of our writers that's been writing about this. And we have another writer, Clifford Cunningham, who wrote about this last week, proposed EU army hidden from British voters until after Brexit. And then right after, they bring it out, just showing the amazing stealth of this. Kit Daniels?
Yes, Alex. Yesterday, it was on Thursday, I believe, I posted this article from our new guy, Clifford Cunningham. And now this is before Brexit even happened. He said that as citizens of the United Kingdom prepare to cast their votes in a nationwide referendum to decide whether or not to leave the European Union, a plan detailing the initial framework of the creation of the EU army is being kept hidden from the public until the day after the vote. So now the EU bureaucrats are claiming that this whole EU army program is a response to Brexit, but this proves that it was not at all. They had this plan for months.
But that exactly. But I mean, isn't it even more outrageous, Lord Monson, than going back to Kit briefly, Daniels, that their answer is, we're not going to let you leave. I mean, I'm reading the draft of it, and it says, we're going to keep you in. We're one shared common group. Basically, we're going to make it harder for you to leave. They're admitting that, hey, you didn't get to vote to enter this. We're unelected, and we're going to let you leave.
Now, this European army idea has, in fact, been kicking around for a long time, and it's been gathering dust, but also gathering momentum among the totalitarian left, because they, since the fall of fascism and communism, the left have not had armies like that of Hitler and of Stalin at their disposal, and so they realize now they cannot out-argue us. They cannot speak against democracy and expect to be heard by democracy. They tried that. And even with all the elites backing only one side of the vote, it's the other side, the democratic side, that carried the day in Britain. So now, although I was born in a democracy, I do not live in one, I shall die in one. So the British people have won that. But the response, it's not a response to Brexit, this European army plan. It's been around for actually at least 15 years.
It's amazing.
And gathering momentum all that time. And as I say, the significance of this European army and the fact that only now are they admitting the latest stage in its development is they knew perfectly well that there would be an even larger negative vote against the EU
sure.
if this had come out in public. This just shows how little they care for how ordinary people think.
Lord Monckton, I want to go back to you in a moment, but I want to have Kit be able to chime back in one more time because he's been on this beat writing about it. But then I want to ask you, Monckton, so ruminate on this for about a minute. You told us which shoe was going to drop next years before it happened. Please tell us what you expect from the EU next, what their scams are going to be, how we counter this. And do you agree with me that regardless, it's one of the biggest victories in modern history against totalitarianism because we force the fact that, yes, we don't get to vote. You're unelected. World government's now out in the open. We've got world leaders like Donald Trump and Nigel Farage talking about mega banks. I mean, it seems to me this is just absolutely devastating events that in the end will sink these people. But just like Hitler didn't know he was beaten at Leningrad or at the Battle of the Bulge in the Ardennes, they're still going to fight on for a while. So I want to get your take, Lord Monckton, in just a moment. Finishing up, Kit, other points.
Yeah, I'm working on an article right now, Alex. I saw CNN yesterday, and they brought in a former ambassador, Christopher Hill, who said, quote, "The only way to make Europe more than the sum of member state diplomacies is to make it into a real state. Multilateral governance may be just about satisfactory for managing mountains of butter, but is barely suitable for making decisions about guns." And CNN brought this guy on as a quote, interview, this little more than a propaganda piece.
Let me respond to that and then get Lord Monckton's response then to my three questions if you can remember them. Look, again, you look at the EU, it's always been there to destroy the nation states, get them into debt, and then fold them into the superstate. They wrote about that 50 years ago. So their conspiracy is public to those that are learned. It's not debatable. The problem is the general public now begins to understand that this is a wicked organization. But how do we take them to the next level to understand it's always been premeditated? Lord Monckton.
The first thing to do is to understand that this has now become, it didn't start as a premeditated attempt to take away democracy, but it has rapidly become exactly that as the people who are behind all this realized how feeble the response of nation states would be when they needed to defend themselves. And already what is happening as a result of this vote is that there are about 3.5 to 4 million signatures on a petition demanding there should be a rerun of the referendum in Britain because they don't like the result. It'll be just like Denmark and Ireland, where they were made to vote again and vote again until they got the result that the governing class wanted. And only then was that referendum regarded as final. The same thing is now being attempted even with the British people. And I can tell you we're not going to like that very much. We are going to oppose this very vigorously. The more the governing establishment tries to discredit and dishonour and not to implement that that referendum, the more strongly the support for freedom will grow among ordinary people, and eventually the Conservative Party, which is deeply divided on this, and half of which still wishes that it could overturn this referendum and simply carry on as though it hadn't happened. You've got the whole of the Labour Party, which is effectively communist under its present leader, Jeremy Corbyn, now in disarray, but the disarray is mainly due to an argument about how far they should push a reversal of the people's will.
Okay, but am I right, though, that
the parliamentary bill that will be necessary to break us free of Europe. The referendum on its own doesn't do it. Parliament then has to do the people's will. And with the likes of the Labour Party and the Scottish National Workers' Party, all these parties that are left-wing, the so-called Liberal, so-called Democrats, who are neither, the so-called Greens, who are the destroyers of the planet. These people, they're all on the far left.
I understand, but long term,
they are going to fight and fight and fight to make sure that they will use the majority that they can muster in Parliament, together with a whole lot of Conservatives who aren't really Conservative at all, to vote down any bill to give effect.
So that's their next scam. Let me ask you this then.
That's going to be the next battle.
Sure. I mean, just brief questions here fast, because I want your view on this. But do you agree with me, though, that the genie's out of the bottle? It's going to be a long fight, but there's no way, unless it's a total dictatorship, that they're ever going to be able to keep this thing in place. How long until you think Europe finally falls apart?
The people have spoken here in Britain. They haven't been allowed to speak almost everywhere else. Where they have been allowed to speak, they have tended to be told to go and vote again and vote again until they get the answer the elites want. That technique will no longer work. There is now a need for something I've mentioned before, which is an international grouping to advance the cause of liberty. No longer, if we stand alone as national parties, will we be strong enough to defeat...
That's my next question about Trump.
Totalitarian monster.
You've talked about an open society of governments and people working together in shared cause so that the globalists just don't act like they're the only ones trying to have humanity come together. Why have we given them that power? We need something to counter that.
We do. We now need a freedom international, I don't know what we'll call it, but something like that, which is a subscription membership party which everybody joins, from America, from Britain, from all the other countries of Europe and the Commonwealth and everywhere else, where liberty still matters. Because if we don't stand together now, then we'll fall. As I think it was Benjamin Franklin used to say.
We'll hang separate.
We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately.
And listen, I mean, Nigel Farage, I cannot stress, and yourself and the rest of the party, UKIP, coming from nowhere, now the fastest growing party in Europe, other parties joining, other parties picking up the nationalist rhetoric. This is beautiful. Le Pen, all the rest of it. I mean, this is clearly rising, and globally, this could bring in the new renaissance.
Remember that this is not a nationalist movement, UKIP. What UKIP is a democratic, freedom-loving movement. We are not there to say a nation state is the only way we can conduct our affairs. We are there to say that a European superstate that we do not elect and that our people cannot control, that is not the way forward for Europe any more than it is for our country.
Where they arrest people for their speech, where they exempt themselves from taxes. I mean, it's a new royalty, isn't it?
They exempt themselves from taxes. Worse, they exempt themselves also from civil suit and from criminal prosecution. And the people who run the central
tell folks who these new sovereigns are on these bureaucracies and how they set those up briefly. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, for instance, the European Stability Pact is a good example. This is the thing that was intended to address the collapse in the euro, which is still, of course, collapsing and will collapse still faster now that Britain's voted out. But they set up a governing body of absolute bankers, and these bankers have been given by the treaty establishing the Stability Pact total immunity from civil suit or criminal prosecution for any actions they take. And one of their actions that they are empowered by this treaty to take is to order any member state of the Stability Pact, fortunately not including Britain, to hand over any amount of money that they demand.
That's the bail-in.
As soon as they demand it.
And that's how they're able to install leaders, too. That's how they're able to tell places like Greece or Italy, hey, you know, here's your new leader. Back in 70 seconds with final comments from Warren Monckton and Kit Daniels. This is so incredible. World dictatorship is their goal. Telling you, it's amazing. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.